Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Dig. All right, we are actively recruiting more humans to come over to the station and listen to what we got cooking. So if you know somebody who might dig tuning in and laughing and having a little fun and doing all the stupid stuff we do, by all means, invite them to tune in and listen. The first week is 100% free.
Oh,
yep.
I didn't know that.
Right now, we're having a sale.
I would have been promoting that.
Yep.
I had no idea.
I don't know if we can do that, though.
And then every minute thereafter is half off.
That's great. That's almost like what Boomer Jacks has going on with the Big German.
They got that incredible deal, $3 tall Big Germans,
yep.
While the Mavs are in the playoffs. So that is a good deal. But it's always free to listen to our dumbass show, and we want you to help us grow the show. So please invite other people to tune in. Get out there and share the links. We greatly appreciate that. But right now, it's time for this.
Yes, it is.
Y'all need to take a hit of this Jeffrey.
I'm on the Jeffrey, too.
Why the f*** is it called a Jeffrey?
That's the joy of the Jeffrey, you see. It goes away, but then it comes back.
You guys like those, nfts?
I'm sorry, the what?
The nfts. I don't know how to say it.
Like
NFT?
NFTs?
Yeah.
You say the letters.
Nifties.
He's right. It's a nifty.
A nifty.
Yeah.
You guys, are you way into nifties? You guys got a lot of nifties in your bank account or whatever?
No, I haven't really gotten into that. At some point along the way, somebody convinced me
to buy a picture of an ape and put it as your Twitter avatar for like $100,000.
Well, they told me to. It's safest to invest in things you know, and they were talking about stocks, right? They're like, invest in stocks you know, invest in things you know that you're comfortable with.
That's going great right now too.
For me, it's like I decided to use that to invest in mansions in the woods in Broken, Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously,
I know
a ton about it.
It's where you grew up,
but. So I the NFTs and
nifty. I believe we've established the nifty.
All of that and that crazy currency and crypto and all that stuff was so over my head. I'm a C student that I was like, that's dangerous for me. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah,
I do know that. So there's a lot of layers to this, and the only part that I'm really comfortable with is how it's going to impact the music business, and I do think that. That is a way for artists to really monetize something special because consumers do feel connected to artists. Like, that's what, I mean, the art world in general is speculative, and then it's based on hype, right? Same thing.
That's all you are?
That too.
Yep. Hype.
Hype.
Yep.
Pop the P.
Which really all of economics is speculative in a lot of ways. But I do know just from watching the resurgence in the vinyl market the last 5 years that fans want a piece of an artist and they want to connect. And I do know in the digital space, NFT is the way to go. And I know the people that are doing it. So I do believe in that because there's a fine line between the art world and the music world. So I understand it on that sense. But there's a lot of things that I see that I can't, as a 50-year-old man, connect value to. You mentioned that whole sex cult. The Hollywood people are doing with those apes. I'm convinced that's just a sex cult.
Oh, I don't know what it is. I just know that people who have them, it's like if you see somebody with one of those avatars, they have a lot of money. And I'm like, yeah, or you right-clicked and hit save image as
exactly.
And then made it your profile.
Well, and then the people who are talking it up are Hiltons and Kardashians.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like those kinds of people.
Okay.
So some grifter got in their world and convinced them that, hey, this ape picture is where it's at.
Yeah.
But I do think that it's a thing that you got to pay attention to because it ain't stopping.
Well, pay attention to this, guys, because Madonna's getting in the nifty game.
Oh. When's the last time she put out a record people listened to?
I don't know.
All right.
And that is the strange. That's probably why she's only putting out 3 nifties total, because there's probably only 3 people that listen to her music that know what a nifty is. Nift. But the NFTs are interesting. They're interesting.
Tell us about them.
Well, she's auctioning off 3 NFTs. I can say the word, right? Because it's just...
It's just letters.
It's biology.
I'll just say it.
I'll try
the abbreviated version.
And then Christina, if it's not allowed, I think you have a button to make it go away.
The easiest thing to do is say it rhymes with blank. And then people know.
Or just come up with a creative way to say it that's not the actual word.
Okay. So Madonna is auctioning off 3 NFTs. Each one is a computer-generated video where something different is growing out of her hoo-hoo.
What?
Okay.
Now.
That's called a fun cave.
Out of her fun cave.
Fun cave.
And
fun cake?
I've showed, butt cake. I've showed skin because, like, that sounds
hot.
You're not understanding the detail in this by what I've told you.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm looking at all three of them.
And he can't stop looking at them.
Is it anime porn?
Like, yes.
Basically, yes.
Are really? They showing everything?
Yes, and she claims that they did a 3D scan of the hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
So that every detail that you're seeing of it is accurate. That's hers.
I'm going to say at her age and after the kid she's had, I think this is a computer altered hoo-hoo. Oh, you know what? I'm wrong. Now that I see that, it adds her hoo-hoo.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
And then I hit play.
Are those blood vessels?
Each one's a one-minute NFT. This first one is a tree growing out of her computer-animated, factually accurate hoo-hoo. Fun cave.
Who?
A whole tree growing.
Who wants that?
She turned.
Well, why don't you come over here and tell me that you don't?
Well,
how about that? Come over here real quick, man.
She turned her magic place into a scene from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Tell me you don't want this nifty. This is it, bro.
I'm scared to look at it.
So absurd.
Like, what's the angle?
You know, right down Broadway.
You know what?
Really?
You know what that reminds me of? On a day like this.
Oh, my.
Yeah, how about that angle?
Don't you guys think on a day like this with the heat in here that we could use some curtains on the windows? I think some curtains would be great
Or some shade.
Number two is butterflies.
Okay.
Emerging.
Okay, see, that one's not as bad as the other one.
Let me see that. Tilt it my way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
That other one was so aggressive.
Yeah, this one doesn't have as many deets. It's a different.
It's a different angle.
Angle.
Yeah, it's a different. The angle's much better for that.
And the third one appears to be. It's called Mother of Technology, but that appears to be. I don't know, caterpillars that are made of metal
coming out of it.
Fun cave.
Interesting.
What is whoever's hooking up with her right now thinking after watching these? As soon as he does what he's going to do, he's like, "Oh my God, what's in there? There's insects in there. I don't know."
Plus, she kind of looks a little younger in these.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's had a lot of surgery. Have you seen her lately?
I have not seen her. Does she not look like a person anymore?
She does not look like a person anymore.
Atta girl.
There's a fine line. Look, if you're out there getting your Botox, I support you. If you're out there doing whatever makes you feel good and comfortable with the way you look, I support you. Just know, there is a fine line.
Oh, no.
And if you do enough things to your face, you don't look like a person.
Oh,
it looks
bad. She's done a lot. Yeah, I'm looking at her here. Yeah. She's gone down that road of...
Let's look up Madonna.
Is she 60 yet?
I'm not sure.
I think
How old is Madonna?
I'm going to guess 61.
Oh, yeah.
She is 63 years old, Ben.
Oh.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, even for all the things and not looking quite human, it's still pretty hot for 63.
But also, a year from now, she will go back to human. Where it gets really dangerous.
I think all you do is you just grab the sides of the head
and pull it back.
And then you
Where it gets dangerous is where you start changing the contour of things. Like, hey, I'm going to change the way my cheekbones are shaped. Or, hey, I'm going to change...
If you grow a whole tree out of your hoo-hoo,
change
the contour.
Oh, here's a headline that says, Madonna's mysterious TikTok videos are confusing and scaring her fans.
Oh, no.
Like these NFTs?
I guess so.
How much are these going for?
Is there unknown.
I guarantee you they're going to be multi-million. If there's only three of them, they're going to sell for well into the millions. Because what you're buying, if you guys have a chance, I think you're really buying...
Like a receipt, proof that that's mine,
even though
anyone can watch it.
Yeah, like he's watching.
I'm watching it right now.
I right now for free.
But, I own these.
But what I'm saying is you can go buy Andy Warhol pop art online.
Yeah.
Like I have pictures of my dog Roxy as Andy Warhol's style of Marilyn Monroe.
I could go buy a print of the Mona Lisa.
But there's a guy in town that has all 10. So Andy Warhol has a series called The Famous Jews, and there's 100 of them. It's 100 sets of 10. There's a guy that has those hanging in his living room over in the middle of Preston Hollow. And as an art collector, that is something incredible to have. So even though we can watch this, the person that owns whatever, Madonna is one of the most important popular culture figures of the 20th century.
Yeah, but this does not matter to anyone normal. Like even the guy.
Oh no!
Yeah, anyone who you know, if somebody's rich enough to have those original works of art, mm-hmm. they're so rich they're weird. And, you know, like, I don't know anybody who has any of that crap. And I wouldn't, you know, and it's like, if you have all that, you have so much money, you don't even know what to do with it. You have too much money. You don't even know what to do with your money.
It is interesting how it is determined that this piece is worth whatever, right? Because, like, I go to what's it called? There's, like, an art festival in Richardson that pre-COVID mm-hmm. I would
Cottonwood
go to. Art Festival.
Going there for years.
I'll go there and I will buy art. Sometimes the art is way too much, so I'll buy a print of it.
Right.
But, like, I'll go buy those things and I'll spend hundreds of dollars on art. But, like, who decided that whatever was painted is worth $700,000 when I'm like, man, your trees that you did look a lot better and yours are $140.
Go ahead, Ben.
So I a couple weeks ago, I was looking for artwork for this cabin and I wanted something cool. And so I got
a turtle. You want a turtle?
We were looking for something else. Maybe.
Okay. I got it. The guy was closing down his thing at Cottonwood and it was the one thing left and it was supposed to be $90. And he was like, I got to go. $25. And I was
okay.
Like, give me that turtle.
$25 turtle pick.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the Christina picture that she painted of those bottles. What were those of?
Topo Chico's.
And it sold for how much?
It sold for $1,000.
And so I'm talking to her manager. I'm going to buy a print of that. Okay? Because I can't buy the original. No, just put it up because I want to support her and I think it's a cool thing.
It's very nice.
And so I'm at this mall and I find this local artist. He's got a gallery in there. Great dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he had painted this picture of Willie Nelson. And it pulled me like gravitation into that store. And it was massive. This huge painting. And it was gorgeous. Really well done. And it's $20,000.
Oof.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in hell I could buy that ever.
But you could buy the $150 version.
There's a print of it that, right. Depending on what size you want, you can go smaller and smaller than that and even smaller than that. And you could spend anywhere from $100 to $600 depending on the size you want. And to me, there is literally no difference. And I say this respectfully to all artists. I know to some people, the person who can afford the $20,000 Willie Nelson painting, that's not a problem for them because mm-hmm. they have so much money they don't even know what to do with. But for me, I will get the exact same amount of joy out of the print of that $20,000 picture as I would out of the actual thing, right?
I would prefer to have, like, if it were a painting, like, if it's oil on canvas, I would rather have that than the print, but not with what the difference would be. And I wonder if I'm going to be rich, because our buddy Ziggy made me a tombstone thing of Doc Holliday with just ink on cardboard,
yep.
And people loved it, so he now sells prints of it, but I have the original.
So I
might have something that's worth a ton.
So to your point, Ben, this always comes down to do you care and how much do you care about art? And what makes art significant is its impact on culture. And I've told you guys this before. So I went to the Art Institute of Chicago with my wife, not expecting to have. In fact, I thought about this recently because of Christina getting to go to the Sistine Chapel. And I've never once in my life stopped down and said, man, American Gothic is amazing art. You see it all the time.
Yeah.
It's been on an episode of The Simpsons, for example. And when I was standing in front of the original American Gothic, I got chills. And it's because you're looking at something that has changed the world. And so it's really...
I stood in front of that same one. Chicago, right?
Yes, it's the Art Institute. Yeah. And it's an amazing feeling. And so when we were early on in our marriage, when we were trying to decorate our house, we didn't have any money. And so we went... One of the things my wife went and bought was this Matisse print of the tree. You've probably seen it before. It's a Matisse print of a tree. And anybody in the world can go buy this mass-produced art, and it looks nice, and it may look nice in your home. And then we got to a point where I was looking at it, and I was like, that means nothing to me. That's a mass-produced print. You know, it looks nice, and it's hanging above a table or whatever, but and me and my wife got into this big philosophical conversation about what art means, and it really comes down to what it means to people. Mm-hmm. So I have a piece of art, and I'm very, very proud of it. There was an artist that was in downtown McKinney, just like you're talking about when you went to Cottonwood, and she was doing these sort of abstract expressionistic landscapes, where if you look at it, it's just like cool colors and textures, right? But she's like, this is a seashore, or this is whatever. And I was looking at that, and I was like, okay, that looks really nice. I love John Coltrane. Do you do any mimetic kind of art? She was like, I used to in high school, I used to draw logos for people. I used to do the Van Halen thing on everybody's. I was like, if I gave you a John Coltrane picture, would you paint it for me? And how much would it cost? And so she did this 3-foot by 2-foot John Coltrane, where he's smoking a cigar, and then he gets wrapped up in all this smoke. And so it's kind of abstract, and it's hanging. It's what they call a floating frame, which looks really cool. And I'm like, that's the only one of those in the world.
That's awesome. What'd you pay for it?
I paid $2,500 for it.
Okay. So there's a point. It's kind of like the poop tooth.
Yes.
The what?
The poop tooth.
Tooth?
So I have a cap on my front tooth, right? My brother punched me in the mouth when I snuck his car out when I was 15.
Okay.
Okay. I had to get a fake tooth. And one night I swallowed that tooth while I was sleeping. And so I went to the dentist and they said, you can have that replaced, then it'll be this amount of money.
I would have gone to a different doctor first.
Maybe it's like $7,000, $5,000 to get it done. Your insurance won't cover it. Or you could sift through your poop, find that tooth, and then have us clean it and reattach it. But you would always know it's poop tooth.
And so not say that.
Each one of us has a number. Like for you, if I tell you, or you know, it, for me,
the number's related to how much money you have.
How much money you have?
If I had more money, I would spend more money on art.
Right. Exactly. I would too. But there's a number. There's a point where it's like, okay, I don't have enough money to go spend that on that piece of art. Mm-hmm. You know, I still would take a print of that, and I'm very happy with that at a severely discounted price. So it just comes down to how much disposable income you have.
Right. And there's always a value system for those things. And so my point being, I'm not that, I mean, I like Madonna fine, but her impact on history is massive.
I love this version of Madonna.
Right? And so if you had the ability to own a piece of history, you would probably do it. And so that's why I'm assuming that's a Sotheby's auction or a Rothschild or something that multimillionaires go to.
I wouldn't. I don't even understand why. I mean, it's like, look, I wouldn't give you $20 for a digital porn of her.
Give it to your wife for like
you
a
watch
birthday
it
present.
Anyways, right. Like, I don't. Oh no, but this one I'm watching is the original, which is why I paid $500,000 because the one you're watching is exactly like it. But you and I both know that I own the original.
Right. Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Oh my God.
Mass production versus the original.
If you have that much money, man. More power to you. God bless you. You are a straight-up weirdo.
Congrats.
Do you have it on repeat over there?
Digitally still? Have. Well, I was trying to see if I could find like where it's going to be auctioned.
So you have not
No, I'm reading words.
Okay.
I'm not staring at the pine tree.
You're
growing.
Staring at the pine tree.
That first
staring
one,
at the
wow.
pine tree.
You have not looked up once.
Rolling out of the who.
You've been looking at that computer screen for all of Jeffrey Dunn.
I'm just excited I don't have to buy it. As long as it, unless they're going to take this down.
You've already had it. You can get it anytime you want. Why are you going to buy the cow?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You can drink the milkshake every day. Have you a steak?
That's what I'm saying, is that as long as they don't take down this website, I'll always have this. I bookmarked it. So that's good. I just don't think we have time to go to another topic, so I'm just kind of sitting here.
All right.
Do you have another topic?
I have lots, but I'm just sitting here hanging out.
Do they carry over to tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sure they do.
All right.
Everything
Jeffrey Time
over.
Tomorrow.
All right. That's our major announcement, is that Jeffrey Time will be back tomorrow.
Woo-hoo! Oh, we didn't announce that, but I guess
we just did.
Yeah,
just did.
So that was our big announcement, 3 o'clock.
Good God, could someone get the air conditioner working in this building?
It's hot.
We might have to do the show from home tomorrow anyways. All right, coming up next, we will play the Today game. Then we got a Talk Back Thursday. Don't go nowhere. The fun continues on the Dumbest Show in America next.